This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Jordana. And we are the Betches.
We are the Betches. So today is a post-bachelor episode, which I know I don't sound excited, but I'm very excited.
Yes, Aileen didn't get much sleep last night, so excuse her if she's a little cranky.
Jordana knows all about my sleeping schedule.
I know all about your crankiness schedule and how to spot
it. I'm not going to be cranky right now, but I did really enjoy The Bachelor last night. Like, I was cracking up.
It was. I have to say, it's a good season, mostly because it sort of lends itself to making fun of itself more, because Nick is, like, not as cool as maybe some other people.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's like more of a joke season.
He's literally just, he stares at people. He's like, you intrigue me. And then he like creepily looks down and just gives the weirdest looks. I paused to just laugh so that I could continue watching.
Yeah, I mean, in our old recaps, we used to call him like the serial killer, because he always had that like weird little menacing smile thing going on, and like sort of like a psychosexual thing.
For sure. Like, exactly.
Right. And I didn't notice this, but someone just mentioned before in one of our meetings that he was chewing gum throughout the whole episode. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
That. But I definitely feel like it's something he would do, like something his speech therapist was
probably helped him.
Right.
Please don't chew gum. But so the best thing, the thing that I laughed at the most was Corinne when everybody found out about her nanny.
That was amazing.
Raquel? Yeah, Raquel. Okay, Dorinda?
Dorinda. What was the thing from Real Housewives? What's the line about Dorinda?
What are you doing here without Dorinda?
So
everyone found out about her nanny. It was so funny. Like, there is no way she was acting when she was like...
You really think she's a nanny?
No, yes. When she was like, it just makes her happy and I'm not going to stop getting in the way of her happiness.
But here's the thing, though. Like, she works in a family business and she is and the family business, I think, is out of her home and she works at home. So, like, really, if she was smart, she would call her, like, her assistant, because she does all those assistant type duties.
The fact that she's like, I did big girl things, like, in the house.
Exactly. She's regular Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was really, honestly, the best. And then that Nick's reaction to when they were telling him that she had a nanny, he was like, wait, like, it's her nanny? Like, a nanny for her?
He was definitely not as alarmed about that as a 36-year-old who's trying to get married should be.
Yeah, no, he wasn't. Because, well, I mean, all the signs, she was like, you're my prince. Like,
right. And, I mean, that's the thing about him. Like, he doesn't seem like he, like, is, like, mature enough to really be looking for love, which is sad because he is, like, one of the older bachelors. Like, Ben, I think, was 25. He's 36.
Yeah.
Which isn't old, but it's, like, if you're trying to pretend like you want to find a wife, you're not really entertaining the currents of the world.
I really, really think he's just trying to be, like, an influencer. Like, not that there's anything wrong trying to be an influencer. I just really don't think he's... like, that serious. Like, he's trying to find, like, some hot girl to be his, like, insta-wife.
Right. He also, like, has no charm.
That's such a thing. Insta-wife. Yeah.
Hashtag insta-wife.
Hashtag insta-wife and insta-husband.
Yeah, I just feel like there's nothing charming about him. There's nothing, like, oh, like, he just has, like, so much appeal. And, like I feel like all these girls are faking it, like, pretending to even like him.
Well, the thing that I thought was his appeal back, like, in Andy season or whatever, was that he was sort of, like, the emotionally intelligent one. He, like... sort of got, but he was like a little bit too intense, but still he was that. But even now in this season, when any girl tries to confront him or talk to him about anything, he just like sort of just cringes.
Right.
And like
makes
just
a weird face.
He makes like a really uncomfortable face, like sort of opens his mouth. You can see his gum. And then like sends them home.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you're going to ask me a weird question. Get out of here.
This isn't working for me. Like literally everyone.
Yeah.
Liz, that other girl last night, I didn't know her name.
Dominique.
I didn't know her name just because she came out of nowhere.
Well, yeah, she was like, I just feel like you're not really like helping me feel at ease. And he was like, well, the best solution for that is for you to go home.
No, but it was funny because he was like, it was really funny because
please feel at ease getting into the limo.
Yeah.
To leave.
But also to his defense, she was like, you didn't come up to me and ask me why I was in my head. And he's like, I honestly didn't even know your name. He didn't know that you were in your head. Like, go up to him and say hi, like, whatever.
Right. No, I agree. And then also the thing is that, like, he pulled that card, which you really can't, as we said in the recap, you really can't pull the, like, I have stronger connections with other people thing on like the second week of getting to know people. You have to wait until like week six. At least.
You have to. But speaking of our recap, you can read it at betches.com. What about Vanessa and him making out with Vanessa after she vomited like seven times?
Yeah, I didn't realize they were in an actual plane during the thing.
Scary.
It's like, scary, but it was cool. Actually, I was like into it. I thought their heads were going to be banging against the wall.
It was really not romantic.
Yeah, the mid-air make-out vomit thing is like not super exciting.
I wouldn't make out with anyone after they threw up. Would you?
It's also just like not a sexy environment. Like
he was like, I don't care, and he stared at her like ready to like drink her vomit. She looks just like Penelope Cruz.
I think she looks like Celine Dion, but maybe like a hybrid.
Put on your glasses.
Maybe she just sounds like Celine Dion.
Because she's Canadian.
Yeah, it's like she sounds like that. My husband, Renee.
She has like, R.I.P. She has this really intense like Penelope Cruz thing about her, like
she might kill you.
Yeah,
in like Vanilla Sky ish.
Did she do that in Vanilla Sky?
I don't know. I never saw it.
You can't quote movies.
But I know
you
it was like some sort of weird, like psychological sexual thriller with Tom Cruise, and like, I feel like she was doing some crazy shit.
I don't know what happens in Vanilla Sky.
Okay, if anyone has seen Vanilla Sky, please email us at slabs@badges.com and tell us
what does she do in Vanilla Sky.
If you think she's actually like Vanessa or not,
she is. She also reminds me of our friend Sam.
I don't see it.
But you guys don't know Sam, so this is really useless conversation.
So he's 36. What do you think would be like what do you think is the age cap on The Bachelor? Like, what do you think is the oldest Bachelor you could possibly have?
I don't care. I think it could go with like 50. The girl should be age appropriate for a 50-year-old. Because like, then it's like borderline like sugar daddy.
Well, what if it was a 50-year-old woman? Would you think that was okay?
Yeah.
The Bachelor Geriatric Edition.
Yeah. Aww.
That would actually be really cute. I feel like I'd be more into finding that because it'd be less about like how hot everyone was and more about like what kind of candies they have in their purse.
No one would watch that. Let's be real. I was on the Explore page and I saw some clips of like The Bachelor back in the day, like the first Bachelor. And it looked so, I mean, obviously it was in the 2000s, but it looked so 90s.
Right.
Like so funny. Like we should go back and watch that.
We should do a recap of like season
one. Like the woman's style was so funny. Like even the filming style was like so dated.
Well, it also used to be like a different game. Like you didn't go on to be famous because really it's like if you go on the show and you get on the show, you're going to make a lot of money even if you make like top 10.
But the things that I saw, there was like one girl who was the villain and she like had a shirt that said Gold Digger or something.
Really?
Yeah, and like it was just funny because that's still the same thing happens now. There are villains.
Do you remember the show Joe Millionaire?
Yes.
That was
messed up.
Our different takes. It was messed up, but it was actually like a really funny social experiment.
No, of course. It was great shows, great entertainment. But for the women, that's messed up.
And he's actually like a plumber.
Yes. At least make him like sort of in the middle.
Right. Well, now he's like a famous plumber.
Okay. No, but during that time, they didn't get famous. There's no Instagram.
That's true. No, we don't even know his name.
Yeah,
Joe.
Plumber. No, anyway. Millionaire.
Have you been watching Summer House or Vanderpump?
No. Yes.
Back to Bravo.
Sorry about we're talking so much TV, but like, what else? It's TV season. I watched Vanderpump yesterday. No, actually, I watched it this morning because I couldn't sleep. And, did you watch it?
No, but I'm caught up okay. until that
I'll just give
episode.
You one thing that happened that was like most remarkable about Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump Rules is like actually like I feel like doing meth. Like it's just like it's terrible, but like
so,
super high intensity
so
jolt.
Good.
And just,
recently,
so good.
It's been so good. It's like the trashiest. It's like a real soap opera. Like I understand.
Yeah, it's
soap
like
opera.
You do it and you feel like so bad that it's good, and then you hate yourself.
If there was an
and
episode,
you watch again.
But also, did you think it's crazy that there's an episode every single day of soap operas? Like if there was an episode every single day of Vanderpump Rules, I'd probably watch it.
Yeah, I'd probably watch it too.
Like I get excited when there's double day episodes of like. Things I like.
So are you suggesting they turn it into a soap opera?
I don't know if this is really that insightful. But wait, so the most remarkable thing that happened was that it came out, James Kennedy obviously told everyone, that Lala's boyfriend had everyone who was there, like in Coachella, whatever, that was in their house, sign NDAs, and they can't talk about who he is and take pictures of him, do anything.
How has TMZ not broken that story? Like, we all know exactly who robbed Kim Kardashian at gunpoint, but no one can know who random Lala Kent's boyfriend is. Like, that's what we have the NDAs about.
I really want to know now, though.
Now I need to know, but I don't understand how no one has broken
that. Can someone please do an investigation and email us, or like, just find out?
I just, like, it can't be that someone this dumb is like this good at keeping a secret.
Well, I think the guy is not dumb. He's just cheating, right? Is that the whole thing? Is that he has a wife and
he's a wife and like his and way of really being super wealthy. Discreet is to get his lawyer to like
yeah, I mean it's
draw
the best way.
And
yeah, it's the best way. Like otherwise,
I guess he's doing a really good job. Like
because it's televised,
he should open it. Yeah, he should like start it. Yeah, the best way to keep your affair secret is to have your girlfriend be the hostess at Sir on Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my god! But yeah, that was the best thing that happened. Really. Like, Katie had her bridal shower. I didn't care.
Yeah,
that was it.
I don't care about that either. But
And Brittany's mom visited, and she asked Jax if he goes to church. Okay, anyway.
So, Eileen, you just moved right to Brooklyn.
Yes, I did, to Brooklyn. It's cool.
Great, yeah. Like, so have you finished decorating, or are you still in that process?
Mostly finished. I just have a bunch of pictures to hang or just, like, put aside, you know, like against the walls.
Well, I feel like framing pictures and putting them up is just sort of something they never teach you in school.
They really, really don't. Like the mat and like what color.
Yeah, there's like a ton of different options.
Where do you even get all that? I don't even know.
If you're not an art major, are you supposed to know how to frame a picture?
Like, good question. But so this company, Framebridge.
So it's an online company.
Yeah.
And if you go to them, if you go to framebridge.com, it makes it really easy to frame.
Yeah, so we tried it. We tried Framebridge. The reason we bring it up is because I needed pictures framed. You can literally frame your Instagram pictures, like just from your Instagram. You can
send in your camera roll.
Yeah, you can send in like a canvas that you have. Like Jordana, you like buy shit like when you travel. Like you can send it to them. They have designers, I think, that'll even like tell you which of their frames will look good.
Yeah.
It's super affordable.
You can get some stuff like as low as like
$39. $39.99?
$39. Yeah. Seriously, like I mean, I go to a frame store in the city and it's like $200 for like the smallest thing.
Yeah, right.
So
it's crazy. But it's awesome. And the best part is if you go to framebridge.com, you use our promo code Betches, you will get 15% off. And basically, you can get so many frames.
Apartment decorating made easy.
Seriously, it's so fun. Like, I got a rose gold frame. I ordered a picture of me, my dad, and my brother.
You didn't pick a picture of me?
No.
Send into Framebridge? It's very rude.
I have five pictures of you up on my wall and one of my parents.
Okay, fine. I'm okay with that ratio.
But yeah, so go to framebridge.com, use promo code BETCHES for 15% off of your order, and get framing. It's really fun.
Aileen, do you want to read the first one?
Uh-huh. Okay. Dear Betch, I have an unusual question, and in that it isn't about... Sorry, I have a cold. I'm really sorry in advance. I have an unusual question in that it isn't about a relationship or career advice. It's about family. You ladies give me awesome answers, so I thought y'all could help me out. My mom and I have a contentious relationship ever since I was a teenager. She's always been very preoccupied with my weight, and anytime she thought I gained a few pounds, she would point it out and berate me, often to the point of me crying, oh my God, this is so sad. She also tries to micromanage everything around her, criticizing me for the makeup I wear, whether I have my hair down or in a ponytail, and other minute things. Luckily, I grew up, went to college far away, and now I attend grad school in New York, about 500 miles away from my family. I worked on cultivating my own identity, saw a therapist, and gained self-confidence from being away from my mom.
Good job.
Yeah, seriously, kudos. However, my dad was recently diagnosed with cancer. Oh my God. Apart from this being an awful event, this means I'm in contact with my family and visit them much more often than I used to. Much more often than I used to, which means much more interaction with my mom. When I was home for winter break, she mentioned my weight multiple times a day and commented on my appearance a lot. I tried my best to just respond blandly without emotion, but I still found myself getting really angry a couple times and often sad. I understand it's difficult for her that my dad is so sick, but he was diagnosed 4 months ago and she's just been treating me like this for almost 10 years. It's really hard having to deal with her and feeling like that awkward teenager again. How do you deal with toxic family members when interacting with them is unavoidable? Love, grown bitch, feeling like a child again. Wow, this is like really, really sad, but like I appreciate that she's asking us for help.
I think it's a very good question. I think it's something that a lot of a lot of people deal with as they get older, like realizing that their parents are kind of crazy.
Just they're also just normal people.
Right. Or just normal people, not like the like role models like, that they may have thought of them as, and just normal people with like issues and insecurities and shit of their own. And I mean, you're seeing a therapist, so I'm sure you know that like anything your mom criticizes about you excessively is sort of a projection of her own insecurities. So that's always important to keep in mind.
Yeah, like you, everything that she says to you, she's looking in the mirror and thinking about herself. Like that's all she's doing. So
So it's not
personal. Which is something that you probably know. But how do you react is like really the best thing. And honestly, you hear her, and you have to just let it, just brush it off. You can't.
Right. Because I think once you internalize that anything she's saying is not personal, it's about her, it's not about you, then you can just be like, well, I'll just let her go on and do and say whatever she needs to say to make herself feel better, while at the same time just keeping this like little block up about not internalizing anything that she's saying because it's not about you.
For sure. And like you've already internalized it enough, like growing up. And that's why it sort of screwed you up a little, and that's why it makes you sad, rightfully so.
Right. And it seems like you did a good job of setting up normal boundaries, like in terms of like keeping your distance, going away, and like limiting your contact. And I think what you can say, like when you're home, because you do want to be home, you do want to see your dad, is you can say like, I'm not, you can say whatever you want. I'm not, when you talk to me this way, it makes me feel bad or whatever,
sad.
And I'm an adult now, and I don't have to listen to it. And so if you're going to continue to speak to me that way, I'm not going to really speak to you. If you want to speak to me in a way that like I'm comfortable with, where that's less toxic, I'm happy to keep speaking to you.
She might honestly be offended and be like, or just really, like really defensive. Like, what are you talking about? I'm just like talking about your weight, like for your well-being. Like, you could just be like, well, I didn't ask you. Like, right. I didn't ask for your opinion. Like, let's talk about something we both want to talk about. And that's the end.
Hopefully.
It's never going to be the end because she needs to see a therapist of her own, but that's her own path.
Right. You can't really choose your parents. So if you have to deal with them, just like internalize that like nothing they're saying is like really about you, and just brush it all off like you would like anyone who is just like saying stupid shit.
Yeah.
Pretend they're like an annoying roommate that won't shut the fuck up.
Just keep going out.
Exactly. Right. And minimize your contact as much as you can.
Which is hard because it's your mom, but like, yeah.
Right. Anyway, okay, let's do another one.
Yeah, hopefully a lighter one.
Okay, I'll read this one.
Okay, because I can't read. I can't read today.
Next week, we will be teaching Aileen how to read.
We should do that. That'll be fun.
Letters A through L. Today, Junior. Okay. Dear Betches, first, thank you for entertaining me in my morning commute. Recently at work, everyone in my group has decided to confide me about their personal problems. My college friends joke with me that I'm a terrible listener, so I'm not sure what about me suddenly looks approachable or good at giving advice. I know, I get that a lot too. Maybe it's because my cubicle is the only one with a door, so it acts as a free therapist office. I don't know. I have become the go-to person about boyfriend problems, which coworkers hate each other, incestual office hookups, yeast infections, etc. She's like a clinic.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I love a little juicy gossip, but with coworkers, I feel it's really easy to become inappropriate quickly, especially when the drama concerns other coworkers. I don't know if it's appropriate to mention the dilemma to my boss without sounding unprofessional myself. Additionally, I recently got a promotion, got inspiration from Slayer Pay, yay, with a much greater...
Such a passionate read, Jordana.
Shut up. With a much greater workload. So I'm honestly just trying to get my work done so I can go home in time to binge watch Friends. Aileen can relate to that
one. Yes, I can.
I don't want to put myself in a position where it sounds like I'm talking shit about everyone, even though I literally pretend to be deaf when I hear someone come in my office. I like maintaining casual relationships with them all and doing fun things after work like happy hours, etc. But it's getting to a point where even that is uncomfortable. Is it possible to be casual friends with coworkers while also keeping boundaries in the relationship and maintain some sense of professionalism? Sincerely, Betchu, who feels like, is it George?
Or Jorge.
Jorge the bartender from Paradise.
Great analogy. What do you think? I know it just sounded like I was about to sing somebody. Never mind.
I think, okay. I have a, people don't just like confide in people. I do think you have to take a little bit of ownership for the fact that like you're top, probably like a little bit of an office gossip, and like you give off a vibe like you are actually
you're,
very
like, down
interested,
to listen.
Very interested in hearing like the drama about what's going on. And I don't blame you because that is me 100%. I might not listen to all the details, but I definitely want to know them.
Yeah.
And I think even if you think you're like not trying to get involved, like maybe you're still clearly giving off some vibe of like I am interested in what's in office gossip.
But if it like gets too far and someone's like talk, just be like, I don't know, this is too much for me, like I can't even process all this gossip, like move on, next thing, like just brush it off.
Right. Well, I mean, like how close do you think you should and can get to your coworkers before it's weird? Like, can you have a best office friend?
Yes, you can.
I mean, we work together, but like it's a little different.
I mean, I don't think it's bad to have like people that you're best friends with that you work with. Why would that be bad? Like, you can invite in them, but as long as you're not the person gossiping to everyone about everything and then everyone is coming to you, then it looks like, so even if everybody's coming to you to gossip, then it looks like you're the one who's like the house of all the gossip.
Right.
You're Lady Gaga.
With the hair so big that it's full
of
secrets.
Yeah, you're Gretchen Wieners.
I mean, yeah, I think it's a tempting because on one hand, it's like you do kind of want to know what's going on. Work can get really boring and you do kind of like, it's nice to distract yourself by like hearing about like the drama of who's hooking up with
who.
We
all know you love gossip, Trinetta.
Who's hooking up with who, who has the yeast infections, you know, all the good stories.
I feel like you could just hear it and just like not give your input.
Yeah.
And then once that person sees that like you're not that entertaining to like talk to regarding this topic, they'll go find someone
else.
That's
the best of all scenarios.
Yeah.
Or if you like actually are really busy and you want to go home after work and you don't have time to do the shit, just be like, hey, I've got like a shit ton of stuff to do today. Let's talk about it at happy hour.
Yeah.
Like whenever that next thing
is.
Yeah,
for sure. That's a good one.
Yeah. And then you get to like list. I mean, and if you don't want to get involved in it, don't give too much advice. Just be like, just absorb the information and don't actually like, don't give any opinions, especially if it's about people who could find about that you're talking about them, because then that makes it really weird. Because it's weird because like an office is like a little community that you go to every single day.
Yeah, it's really weird. I think about that a lot. Like,
right? You spend more time with your office mates than like other
and it's people you don't know.
Right. It's weird. I don't know.
It's very weird.
Yeah. So I guess the main point is like you can still listen. Don't give as much input. And if someone, if no, you don't want to hear it anymore, like you're saying you do, even though I know you kind of do. just be like,
just put it just off, be talk like, about
yeah,
it later.
And blame it on your workload.
Yeah.
Even if it's really just you like being on Facebook.
Cool. Okay. All right. So let's play games. Let's play games.
You
want to
play games?
Games.
Okay.
Games.
Okay. So we were talking the other day about how funny it would be if we were sister wives.
We were.
Well, me and Sammy were, and like you were there but not listening to us as per usual. So we were thinking like who would be like our ideal like joint, because we all have different tastes in men, but like who would be like our ideal joint sister husband.
Okay.
Yeah, or we're the sister
husband.
Our husband, our joint husband.
Joint
like
husband.
If we had to be married to the same man in some like polyamorous society, like
who would be the man?
Who would be the man? So the two I came up with were, do you think you'd rather be married to Ryan Gosling with me, or would you rather be married to Bill Gates with me?
I don't understand. Why wouldn't I choose Ryan Gosling every time?
Because Bill Gates has more money.
Yeah, but Ryan Gosling also has money.
But then
and it's Ryan Gosling.
But I feel like you're more okay.
First, Bill Gates.
Here's why I would say Bill Gates, because you're more sexually, you and I are both more sexually attracted, I would assume, to Ryan Gosling. And so it becomes more of like a weird jealousy, like other thing. Whereas if we marry Bill Gates, who is old enough to be our father, it becomes more of a like, oh, we're just all basking in like the wealth and like, well, you and I could just go out and have a good time and just be like, eventually come home to our husband.
Yeah, I guess.
I thought about it in that sense of like utility wise. Like, I feel like we get like things would get like more awkward.
But then we're
with
married
Ryan Gosling
to Bill Gates.
Yeah, he like is a really good like philanthropist.
Yeah, I guess he's a good guy, but like Ryan Gosling's great too, you know.
But he's just like a good actor. It's not quite as.
But
like,
the whole point is for sister of
free Microsoft Office.
I was gonna make that joke, but then I was like, wait, what did he actually make? I forgot.
Microsoft.
Is it Microsoft?
Yeah, Microsoft Office is the component of that. Yes.
Does he? What else?
Other shit. I don't know. Don't put me on the spot.
Wait. But. The thing is if you agree already to be a sister wife, you know what you're signing up for, and so you're gonna be.
Well, haven't you seen Big Love? You can agree to be a sister wife, and still there can be jealous tendencies.
But there's gonna be jealous tendencies even if you're like monogamous.
Yeah, no, but like it's probably like a little, your jealousy's a little heightened if your husband has another wife.
Right? It's fair, but you also agree that like that's what you sign up for.
So you're going with Ryan Gosling just because you'd rather sleep with him?
Just because I just look at like Ryan Gosling more. I don't know. Bill Gates is pretty smart, but I've never heard Bill Gates like speak like.
He's very smart.
Obviously.
He's also like, he has a whole foundation. There was like some comedian I saw who did such a funny thing about like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, where he was like, I don't remember Melinda. It's like, that's marriage. Cause like, I don't remember Melinda inventing Microsoft.
I guess maybe I'll choose Bill Gates. Although, like, I'll be yearning for Ryan Gosling the whole time.
You're not yearning for anyone. You're just having fun with your sister wives out on the town.
You? Okay, fine. Okay. You've signed me up to be married to you, basically. All right,
you, me, and Bill. We'll arrange the wedding. We'll see if Melinda's on board.
I'll arrange.
Okay. Okay, so would you rather Lisa Vanderpump, going back to Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
Would you rather be her, your mom or your best friend? Or both?
My mom. Like, no offense, my mom, actually, but, like, yeah, my mom. She's, like, because you get, like, she...
I feel like she's, like,
kind
of strict.
No, she's definitely not strict to her kids. She's, like, if anything, really lenient.
Oh, she's lenient to her kids. She spoils her kids, and she's strict to her staff.
Yeah, she's strict to her staff and her dogs and Ken.
No, she's nice to the... She's much nicer to her, like, swans than she is to any staff member.
Yeah, that's true. No, I definitely would choose her as my mom. I want to live in fucking Villa Rosa.
Yeah, I guess. Would you want her as your friend or not really?
No.
I feel like she's a bad friend.
She's manips.
Mad manips, yo.
She's mad manips.
I feel like if she was your mom, she'd like manipulate you into cleaning your room though.
Yeah, but I need to clean it anyway, probably. But the thing is like, okay, her relationship with Kyle, like on Beverly Hills, they're besties, but Kyle is sort of her like...
Minion?
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. She doesn't have any relationship where, like, they're equals or, like, she's...
Well, not that we know of. This is right. Based on Beverly
based
Hills.
On, based on what we know.
Based on a show where she gets paid to be on. Like, she doesn't really have best friends.
Right.
That she doesn't, like, puppeteer.
But I feel like she wouldn't be that, like, maternal or nurturing. I just feel like she's wouldn't be, like, you. If you were, like, really upset, she wouldn't be, like, coddling you at any point. Which, like, it's kind of nice
yeah.
sometimes. Like, I'd rather have Kyle as my mom, I think.
Oh, I would love Kyle, but that's not the would you rather.
Right, yeah, that's true.
Would you rather... Yeah, Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle I would definitely prefer to have as my mom, I think.
But I still would rather.
I just feel like if you went to Lisa Vanderpump as your mom, like, crying, she'd be like, what are you crying about? Like,
yeah, get your shit together. Yeah. I don't know what accent that was.
Right? Like, she wouldn't be like, she wouldn't have, like, any sympathy for you as, like, a child.
No. Because she doesn't show any emotion herself.
Right. So I feel like she might not be a good
mom. She would just call the housekeeper.
So she might be more of a fun friend to have.
I don't know. I want to live in Villa Rosa. I shot mom.
Well, you could be her housekeeper. She also lives there.
She doesn't get treated very well.
I know. We've seen that.
I would like to live in her closet. Fuck.
Okay. So let's play Shoot, Bug, Marry because that's a fun game. And okay, this is a host edition. The last one is pretty random, but it was the only other host I could think of. So
no,
if you can think of another one, let me know. Okay. So this is the host edition. Crispy Harrison.
As in Chris B. Harrison. I don't know why we always give his middle name.
Because there's usually like a Chris, another Chris somewhere.
No, but there's no Chris Harrison.
His Twitter handle is Chris B. Harrison.
It's just so funny because it always sounds like Crispy Harrison. like crispy.
Crispy
toast.
Rice.
Yeah, crispy rice. Spicy tuna Crispy Harrison.
So Crispy Harrison, a straight version of Bravo Andy, and Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek is definitely the smartest.
Yeah, but I would definitely...
Knows all those random facts.
I would marry Bravo Andy. I don't care if he's straight or not. Like, I would marry gay Bravo Andy. He's so fun.
Yeah, he probably would be really fun. So does that mean you're sleeping with Crispy Harrison or
Alex
Trebek?
Yeah, I'm sleeping with Crispy. And I guess I'm going to have to let Alex Trebek go.
Would you sleep with Crispy?
What is...
Would you sleep with Crispy Harrison and every time you slept together, he was like, and now please... Would you please join me in the fantasy suite? He sent you like a takeout card.
Or if he just stabbed me, this is the most dramatic orgasm ever.
You're like, nah. Right. That would be great. Yeah.
What would you do the same?
I think so. I mean, I might marry Alex Trebek. I don't really, they don't really.
He doesn't age. Do you ever notice that he doesn't age?
I think
age?
He's a robot.
I think so too.
He might just be like a
because
hologram.
I don't think anyone's ever addressed this, but like if you've ever turned on Jeopardy today, he looks exactly the same as he looked.
He does.
30, maybe 50 years ago. Like,
I can imagine that being like the biggest American conspiracy theory, that like Alex Trebek actually died like 15 years ago.
No, we didn't go to the moon, and Alex Trebek's like,
he died
an
15
AI.
Years ago, and then they couldn't take the ratings blow, so they just created some robot version of him that like they have to plug in every night and just keeps. He says all those answers in such a robotic way, like what is?
Well, that's just the show.
What is Lindsay Lohan? No. Or is it, who is? Sorry,
who is?
I'd be terrible at the show.
No. The best is SNL when they do that. Like, also, I'll take the rapist for $500.
I can't believe Jeopardy has not switched up its format at all. Like, you look at all these other game shows that keep, like, trying to switch it up, stay relevant.
No, Wheel of Fortune doesn't.
Besides Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. Jeopardy is, like, it's always Family Feud. It's always the exact, it's Jeopardy, it's Double Jeopardy, it's Final Jeopardy. That's it.
It works. People still want to go on.
I know.
Maybe because Alex Trebek doesn't age.
So they feel like they're in a
time
capsule.
We should do also an investigation into this. We should do an investigation into... what is it? Lala's husband, boyfriend? Boyfriend?
Yes, we
and
should.
What age is Alex Trebek? And what is he doing
Google
alive?
Oh, you know what we should do next time? We should play Jeopardy. Next time the three of us are on, we'll do Jeopardy, and then you could
that'll be
undo
exciting.
The card, and then we'll say, what is... It'll be like Vanderpump Rules trivia.
Oh, that'll be really fun.
Right.
Maybe we should have a guest. Okay. Anyway. If you guys have any ideas about who we should have as guests, who you'd like to hear... their opinions on whatever.
Right. Or if you have any advice,
we'll give the advice.
We don't want your advice. If you have any questions for what you would like advice, please email us at slapped@betches.com. And if your question is not too long, but also not too short.
It's very specific.
Yes. And not totally absurd, but like sort of absurd. It's a very thin line. We'll probably answer it. Anyway, email us.
Okay. And bye.